morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Liv Taylor.
And I, Eisen Kaler.
And today we will be talking about our topic, the Reds versus Whites. What is that, you say? It is the Russian Civil War. Today I will be interviewing Eisen Kaler here, my
peer
and friend. So we're going to get started. First question. How many people died in the Russian Civil War?
About 8 million people died, lost their lives during the Russian Civil War. Out of them, about 1 million were soldiers of the Red Army. The anti-communist and their white army killed at least 50,000 communists. Many millions of people also died due to famine, starvation, and epidemics.
Wow, that's a lot. What kind of weapons did they use during this killing, Eisen?
They used machine guns, Nagant, and Arisaki rifles.
Intriguing. Next question. How long did the Russian Civil War last?
The Russian Civil War was to tear Russia apart for 3 years. Between 1918 and 1921, the Civil War occurred because after November 1917, many groups had formed the opposed Lenin's Bolsheviks. These groups included monarchists, militarists, and for a short time, foreign nations.
That's cool. Okay, next question. Who organized the Red Army during the war?
Trotsky. His
real name was
Lev Davidovich Brushkin.
No wonder they called him Trotsky. When was Trotsky killed?
Trotsky was assassinated August 21st, 1940, in Cancun, Mexico. God, that's not a place.
That's nice. So, I found a quote the other day, and apparently Trotsky is very famous for it. It says, "You may not be interested in strategy, but strategy is interested in you." What a nice quote. Eisen, what was the Red Terror?
The Red Terror was a political repression and mass killings carried out by the Bolsheviks after the beginning of the Russian Civil War in 1918. The Cheka, the Bolshevik secret police, carried out the repressions of the Red Terror.
Basically, a mass killing by the Bolsheviks. Next question. Who organized the White Army during the Russian Civil War?
The army was actually organized by four different leaders: Joseph Stalin, Leon Trotsky, Vladimir Lenin, and Mao Zedong.
That's nice. Last question. How did this war end?
Lenin negotiated peace with Germany and therefore an end to Russia's role in World War I. The Russian Civil War raged from 1918 until the start of 1921.
Very, very intriguing. And we are going to end this with a very last question. What happened after the war ended? Eisen will now tell us.
The Red Army won this war because their army was better organized and they held the best territory. After this war, the communists established the Soviet Union in 1922. Tsar Nicholas II, the traditional autocratic ruler of Russian Empire, had just lost his throne in February Revolution of 1917.
There you have it, folks. My name is Liv.
And my name's Eisen.
And that is the Reds versus Whites. And we are back with a bonus question. The very last question of the day. Eisen, How did this war affect Russia today?
Communism problems and a dark period.
Very good. And last, tell me some key takeaways.
100 years ago, Vladimir Lenin Bolsheviks overthrew the Russian government and established a dictatorship. Also, Russians still live with the historic devastation caused by communism. And we still live to this day with the legacy of the Russian Revolution.
There you have it, folks. I'm Liv.
And I'm Isaac Taylor.
And that is the Reds versus Whites. Also, the Russian Civil War.